And what did they say that?
Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rosemary Caudill, and I have a bill in front of me for something for $49.89 from ApexHealthPinnacle.com. And this is the number, so I don't even know what it's for.
Okay, you was calling about the charges on your account. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this experience. Now, what I can do for you, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
46373.
That's going to be 46373. Is that correct, ma'am?
That is correct.
Can I please have your first and last name?
Rosemary. The last name is Caudill. C-A-U-D-L-E.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
10066 Prairie Knoll Court in St. John, Indiana.
Did you enter the contest entry for the bike tub for the vacuum cleaner? Is that correct, ma'am?
No, ma'am. I can you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. Did you enter the contest entry for the bike tub for the vacuum cleaner?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Now, I do see that your account has already been canceled out.
Yeah, because I called my credit card and they told me to call you because I had no idea what it was for and I didn't enter any contest or I don't understand. So that they're the ones who told me to call you after I called my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I could go ahead and offer you a 25% discount on our future charges.
No, I don't want no charges. I mean, I didn't do anything. I didn't sign up for anything. I can't pay for this. I've never signed up for whatever vacuum cleaner or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I could go ahead and notate your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Sure. Future charges? What does that mean? And you didn't do anything like that.
No, when I called her, I told her all that.
Who would pay $50 to enter a contest anyway? Me either.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you, and it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being patient.
Mm-hmm. I want to answer. Who signed up and what?
She didn't have a name, she just had a phone number and
email address,
yeah.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your confirmation number?
I do.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie. 169-2718.
Okay, I'm just gonna repeat it. C is in Charlie, 169-2718.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's gonna be your confirmation number. And you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, so this, it won't be charged on there anymore. I just get the refund and there's no additional charges, correct?
That's correct. No more future charges.
Okay. All right. And I should see it in 2 to 3 days on my account?
That's going to be 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay. All right. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.